Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and there is music playing in the background of my house. Let's turn this off. Let's talk about, is being unmotivated a sign? Is it a sign? Is it a piece of wisdom you need to process and assess? We'll go into it. In case you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to live out your big dream, if you are ready to live that vision that you can just see and you can feel it and you know that it's meant for you, but something always gets in the way of you taking the first step, well, I would love to support you in taking that first step and the next step and the next step and the next step until what you want manifests. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. You can book a session with me, or you can work with me over a period of time. So check out my packages. The Activate Intuitive Coaching Package is great. That's 1 month of us together. You get two sessions, and then I'm available to you over text in between your sessions. So as you're working through things, you can reach out and get support. Let's see what other package is really great. The Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package, both the 3 month and the 1 year. And the Up Level Intuitive Coaching Package. That one's been really popular this year. All right, let's talk about, is feeling unmotivated a sign? Is that a sign you're on the wrong track? It's not meant for you. You're not the right person. You overreached. You were too big for your britches and going for that. Is feeling unmotivated a sign? No. No, it's actually normal. It's actually normal. I'm reading this book on self-confidence right now. And this isn't a point that was directly in the book, but as I was tuning into it and running it through my own intuition, I got the message that I should do a podcast on unmotivation. Unmotivation? Did I make up that? On feeling unmotivated. And I want you to shift your perspective, because I know a lot of people who listen to my show are struggling with taking consistent action towards their dream. So it's like you have the dream, right? Like I say in my pitch, you can see it, you know it's possible for you, it excites you. And then you get scared for whatever reason. And maybe you start taking action and then you kind of slow down. And then maybe codependency gets in the way and you start getting into other people's business and it distracts you from your purpose. Or you can find, you know, it just seems like all these things keep showing up that get in the way of you moving in the direction of this dream that is so crystal clear. Is it a sign that it's not meant for you? No. Is it a sign that you're not supposed to follow it, even though you're feeling unmotivated today? No. Actually, I want you to see the moments where you feel unmotivated as an opportunity to step into your confidence. Because truly confident people, according to this book, they still feel doubt. They still feel scared. They still feel unmotivated. But where their confidence comes from is feeling those feelings and then doing it anyway. Finding a way to get whatever it is that you need to get done, whatever that next right step is, despite how you might be feeling, makes you unstoppable. So being unmotivated is not a sign, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to step into your greatness. Now, the same group of people, why I might be hesitant to share this message is because a lot of you listening to this do a lot of things you don't want to do because the world has told you that you have to do it. And so if you are feeling unmotivated, it is not necessarily a sign that you're doing something you don't want to truly do, right? So yeah, how do we want to look at this? So I know many of you, again, do shit you don't want to do because you think you have to create a result, to feel safe, to please others, to get half of what you want. But that's just not true. That's just not true. Now, if you are day after day after day feeling, oh, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do it, that's the sign. That's the sign that you're probably on the wrong track, right? But I don't think moments of feeling unmotivated is your cue. It could be, and my spirit guides are jumping in here, it could be that you have gotten into a pattern of not honoring your internal cues to take action. And so now you just have to practice and teach yourself that, hey, it's totally okay to take action. It's totally okay to be in motion. But I don't think a lot of people is like that listen to this program. I think more of you are taking, doing stuff, but not the right stuff. And I'm not making anything right or wrong, but there are clearly actions that support the dream, and then there are actions that go against the dream. And so I stay rooted in the actions that support the dream. And so what do I mean by this? So if you want to start a business, the last thing I would say to be focusing on day after day after day for long periods of time is trying to design a logo. I would say focus on what your offering is and sell that, because the whole purpose of being in business is to make money, right? And getting really comfortable with the selling process and what your, the way in which you reach your audience and tell your story and connect, right? Your customer, your client, not just audience. I would say that over, oh my God, I have to design the perfect logo, because nobody cares about your logo at the end of the day, right? They care about what you're offering them, right? So if you are feeling unmotivated, it is not a sign. It is an opportunity. And it's not a sign to stop. It's not a sign that you're on the wrong track. It's an opportunity to get stronger, to get better, to be more of yourself, to feel more secure. Sometimes we do have to go through the discomfort, the insecurity, to get good at something, to feel confident in something. When I first started performing when I was a kid, and I started young, and you know, I do talent shows and I do whatever, play or skits, and you know, I want it to be a performer, right? I wanted to have to be in front of an audience, and my hands would shake and I would be so nervous. Well, 5 years later, I could walk on a stage no problem, but that came from practice, right? So sometimes we're feeling unmotivated because we haven't done enough practice to where it's an automatic, like, I just have to do this, right? Especially when you're starting something new. So being unmotivated, one more time, is not a sign that you're on the wrong track. Being unmotivated is not a sign that it's not meant for you. Being unmotivated is not a sign. Now, if you're getting up every single day saying, I don't want to do this, that's a sign. And you just need to take a step back, because here are the two approaches. Either the way you're doing it, it could totally be right for you, but the way you're approaching it, maybe the thoughts that you have about that, the belief system that you have, is getting in the way, or it is truly wrong for you and you need to make a different choice. But my spirit guides, as I was preparing for this show, they said that if you're all in, both feet, right? If you're going full out to your highest capacity at any given moment, not the capacity of somebody else, but your highest capacity in any given moment. And this is factoring in what's in the four agreements, how our best fluctuates from day to day. You know, he talks about that. So if you're doing your best on any given day, then you're on the right track, right? If you're all in, you'll know if something's wrong for you. If you're all in, giving it your best, no matter how it fluctuates, you'll know if something is wrong for you. You won't want to do it. And it'll be easy to say, peace. I gave it my all. I tried it. It just doesn't feel right for me. And I'm moving on. Period. What gets in the way is we half-ass, right? We don't want to put both feet in because we're scared. We don't want to put both feet in because we're down. And what keeps us in is that cycle of feeling unconfident. It keeps us in a cycle of feeling less than. So be all in. And the days that you do feel unmotivated, acknowledge it. And then find a way to scoop yourself up and do just a little bit, whatever your best is on any given day. Your best might be 2 hours one day, and your best might be 10 minutes on another. But make sure you're choosing, because if you're tuned into your intuition, you're getting the message, but I'll say it to you, make sure you're choosing actions that support the dream, right? It's not the logo, it's the sales if you're in business and the goal is to make money. Because sales is the pathway to cash in business, right? Not the logo. Got it? All right. I love you. So being unmotivated, stop feeling bad about that. Just do what you can do on that given day and stay consistent. Stay consistent. Stay consistent. So you can do a whole lot. And I can definitely fall into this because I have these big spurts where I can do so much in such a short amount of time. And it feels miraculous and aligned and flowy and beautiful. But I've also found that if I'm just waiting for those moments, I mean, I could lose a whole month in a project. But if I just stay consistent and incrementally do what I can do day after day after day at whatever my best is, then I'm rocking and rolling. Those flowy moments actually have more weight. Those 15-minute increments have more weight. It's the cumulativeness of it all, right? You're filling our cup until it overflows. So every little bit you put in the cup towards the dream creates the result. So being unmotivated is not a sign you're on the wrong track. Yeah, that's all I want to say about that. Okay, my dear friends, thank you for listening to this program. If you enjoy it, please sign up for my newsletter. You'll get 2 intuitive messages from me a week, plus content I would typically share in a class, a paid class, but I'm not doing paid classes. So I just want to give it away for free. I give a lot of wisdom here on the program, but what you'll get in the newsletter is these, you know, much more laid out, beautiful, a thing you can print and take with you. So sign up for the newsletter. It's a good deal for you. It's free, right? And thank you for listening. Motivation is beautiful, and when you feel motivated, it's wonderful. But it comes in spurts, and so if we're just living based on when we feel motivated, there's a lot of life we're going to miss, right? So just find those little pieces within you and keep going and be consistent about it, no matter whatever it is that you're up to. It could be decluttering. It could be looking for a new home, manifesting a new home, starting a business, manifesting more money, manifesting your dream job. Just stay consistent. Got it? I love you. Take care of yourself.